Hare Krishna. So Krishna, in the previous verse, he spoke about what happens when a person is not connected to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now let's discuss about what happens to the same person, not connected to Krishna, not controlling his senses. What happens to such a person? So let's see Shloka number 67. Indriyanam hi charatam. Yanmano no vidhiyate tad asya harati prajnam vayur navam ivam bhasi. So here, very nicely, it is said, Indriyanam hi charatam. So one of the senses, so we have 10 senses in our body, 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses. So knowledge acquiring senses we have studied right from childhood. That is eyes, nose, ears, tongue and touch. And working senses are speech, hands, legs, genitals and rectum. So any one of these senses, they're enough for what? These moving senses or these roaming senses are enough for yan mano no vidhiyate, yan manaha anu no vidhiyate, anu vidhiyate. So what is that? So these, one of the roaming senses are enough to drag the mind away from the ultimate goal. And here it is given, tad asya harati prajnam. So when the mind is taken away, the intelligence which is focused on one particular aspect, that gets deviated. And what is the comparison that is given? Krishna gives amazing analogies. Here there is another analogy. It says, Vayur Navam Ivambhasi. Vayur means wind, Vayuhu, Navam, that is boat. So like a strong wind sweeps a boat on a water body. So a boat might be going in some direction. It wants to go in some direction, but a strong wind comes and just sweeps it away, from that particular path. In a similar way, one of the roaming senses will sweep away the mind and the intelligence. A very simple example. I was thinking, what can be an example to understand this? Now just imagine, you're sitting in your home and a car just in front of your house is moving with a loud music. And that particular song which is played in the car was your favorite song in your childhood. And all the time you were hearing that in your childhood. So you're sitting and then you're doing some work. And then you're hearing that sound, the sound enters your ears and you're working, you're busy working. And then when you're working, you start singing. And not just singing. What happens along with singing? The mind goes to some 10-15 years back to the childhood and starts remembering all that had happened. Just imagine, we just heard it, that's it. And we went back. Or, we are seeing some poster and some similar incident or some movie poster and some similar incident had happened in our life previously, maybe some 5-6 years back. So as soon as we see that, what happens? The eyes are roaming because the eyes are not fixed on Krishna. No, eyes are roaming. They're looking at various things. So when the sense is fixed on one point, the mind also gets fixed on that and the mind will take us back to that situation. So where is the question of intelligence being fixed on Krishna? So as soon as the mind takes the person behind, the intelligence will also go with the mind. So in this way we see that these senses are very, very dangerous. So if these senses are not controlled, they will keep roaming here and there and they will keep deviating us from the ultimate goal of life, that is to break the cycle of birth and death. So this is a very, very important point. But then, what is the solution? We have to engage all these senses in service of Krishna. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. Unless all the senses are engaged, see, not just one, all the senses are engaged, because even if one sense is not engaged, what will happen? Same. What is that? Vayur Navam Ivambasi. Like the boat is swept by the strong wind, our consciousness will get swept by one of the roaming senses. So unless all the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, Even one of them engaged in sense gratification can deviate the devotee from the path of transcendental advancement. So one sense is enough. That is the reason. What was Amrish Maharaj doing? Amrish Maharaj, he engaged all his body parts. All his body parts in service of Krishna. So this is what we need to do. We have to engage ourselves, our entire existence, our entire body in service of Krishna. Now someone might ask this question, why should I engage? If we don't engage, all these things will happen. But another logic, you know, that we can give here is, this body does not belong to us. This body is like a flat and we are staying on rent in this body. And who is the owner of this house? The owner of the house, the owner of this flat is Lord Shri Krishna. He is the proprietor. He is the proprietor of everything. So this body belongs to Krishna. So, but obvious, this body should be used in service of Krishna. And when we use this body in service of Krishna, automatically, what will happen? Our senses will remain controlled. All these problems are arising only because of one thing, because we are not connected to Krishna. And what do we mean by connected to Krishna? Being connected to Krishna means always engaged in service of Krishna. That is what is meant by being connected to Krishna. Now, there might be a question, that, you know, Prabhuji, we have so much of work to do in our day-to-day life. We have office, we have family, the school, and the kids have their school, and so many other things are there. And sometimes the atithis will also come, the relatives will also come. So how can we be always engaged? Only one answer. Whatever we are doing, whatever activities we are doing, our tongue should keep moving, our tongue should keep vibrating. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Our tongue should keep vibrating this Mahamantra. Doesn't matter we are focusing on the Mahamantra or not, our tongue should keep vibrating the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And with time, automatically, even the mind will start getting focused on the Mahamantra. By the way, this needs practice. It will not happen just like that. I'll give you a simple task. Okay, so let's do this task. So tomorrow morning, when you're taking bath, or when you're attending various activities in the washroom, so right from the time you enter the washroom till the point you leave the washroom, so see, nothing else is there to do in the washroom. You're just doing the daily activities. So just keep chanting the holy names. Continuously, you enter the washroom and you start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So whatever activities you are doing, just keep chanting the holy names. And you will see, after a few minutes, we will forget to chant the holy names. We will start thinking something else. Our mind will take us to some different fantasy world altogether. Why this happens? Because that's what we have been doing throughout our life till now. Automatically the mind will be engaged in that. So chanting of the holy names continuously needs a practice. And obviously it needs the mercy of Krishna as well. So we have to pray to Krishna as well. So what can we do to avoid the situation that is mentioned in this particular shloka? All the time we can keep chanting. First. Second, we have to keep Krishna in the center of our life. And Krishna should be served. That is very, very important. So that is the reason it is recommended that in every house, there should be a big temple and there should be a big photo or vigraha of Krishna. And all the family members should serve Krishna with a very nice devotional and service mode. So these are some practical tips that we can implement in our day-to-day life. And this will help us to engage all our senses in service of Krishna. In fact, next shloka we'll discuss more on the practical tips, because next shloka talks about sadhana and sadhaka, and we all are sadhakas. So we should know what do we mean by sadhana, what sadhana should we do, and what is the goal of sadhana. So again, a very important shloka. In fact, you might be thinking, this person says every shloka is important. Yes, every shloka is important, because it's firstly spoken by Krishna, and secondly, every shloka is meant for us, so that we transform our life, we mold our life, to remain happy, to remain blissful all the time. And finally, attain Krishna this very lifetime. Thank you very much. So let's see sadhana and sadhaka in the next video. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.